Hey, Victory Church. My name is Michael McNair, and I'm the youth pastor at the Edmond campus. And I'm so glad you joined us for today's Lectio Divina. Today, we're going to be reading from Luke 24, 28 through 35. As we enter God's presence, take some time to breathe and center yourself around Him. As I read, I encourage you to simply listen or read along with me. The first step we call read. As you're listening or reading along with the scripture, pay attention to the words or phrases that stick out to you and write those down. Again, we'll be reading from Luke 24, 28 through 35. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed, and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." And then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. Take a few moments to write some notes. What words or phrases stuck out to you in this passage? The second step is to reflect on the passage. Be aware of the emotions that rise up in you as you listen, and what character you relate to in the story. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed, and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." And then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. Take a minute and write down the emotions you felt, as well as the character you resonated with most. The third step is to respond. As you listen, pay attention to the voice of the Lord. What is he saying, and what do you need to say in response? So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed, and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." And then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. Spend a few moments starting a conversation with God. What is he saying to you in this moment through this passage? How do you need to respond? The final step is to simply rest in the presence of God. Before you move on with your day, take a few minutes to meditate on the passage and the things God is speaking to you. God, we thank you. Would you open up our eyes to recognize what you're doing right in front of us? Would our hearts burn within us for you? Would we approach this season with newfound passion and desire? As we continue in this season, would you draw us closer to you? Amen.